Parshas Tazria, Beit Knesset Beis Filo, Tovshi 9 Dalet. In the third pasuk of this week's parasha, we learn about Ubayoyim Hashmini Yimoil Basar Olosoy, the mitzvah Bris Milah. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Tshuvas, Madura Kama Tshuva Mem Beis, brings a question that was posed to him about a child. A baby was born whose father had died. The father was not alive anymore. They're doing the bris, and normally the father says the bracha of Lachisa Bebrisa Shel Avraham Avinu. That's normally recited by the father. But now there's no father. Who should say the bracha? In fact, it's in Mefurash Rama, in Yerodea Rei Samach Hei Aleph, that says that there's no father, whoever's holding the tinoik should make the bracha. The sanduk, he should make lachisoy. In this case that was posed to him, the grandfather was the moil. The grandfather was present. And the question had arisen, who should say the bracha? People were saying, the Ramah says, that the sanduk should say the bracha. So the Kriyega was asked, what does he say? And he says, I think the grandfather should say the bracha. Why? The Ramah is talking about when there's no grandfather around. No father, no grandfather. But if indeed the grandfather is present, he should say the bracha. What's his connection? We find a grandfather, Zechiyuv, teaches grandson Torah. That's part of his obligation. Obviously the father is more obliged. And therefore what? Since he has to teach his grandson Torah, therefore it gives him a connection to the bris. What's the connection between bris and Torah? Says Rabbi Kivega. He asks the following question. The Mishnah says in the Dorim, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, G'dayla Mila Shil Malehu Loi Barah Kodesh Boruch Hasaylamay. Had it not been for Bris Mila, Hashem would not have created the world. Shenemar, Koyama Hashem, Imrei Brisi Yoyim V'Laylo, Chukoy Shamayim V'Oretz Lo Yisamti. Had it not been for the Bris, then Hashem wouldn't have created the world. So that's the Mishnah in the Dorim. One daf later, says the Gemara, Upligi Dablozo. This Mishnah, who says that the world was created for Mila, argues with Rab Lozor. Why, what did Rab Lozor say? Tom Rab Lozor, G'doyla Torah, Shil Molei Torah, Lo Yiskai Mishamayim Varetz. Shenemar, guess what? Im Loi Barisi Yoyman V'Layla Chukai Shamayim Varetz Lo Yisamti. So you have a machlekes how to interpret the pasuk. Rab Lozor says this pasuk is referring to Torah. That's what the world was created for. And the Mishnah says it was created for Bris Milah. Okay, fine. Let's say those. We have machlekes. We have many machlekes in the Gemara. But as Rabbi Kivega, let's analyze the pasuk. What's the pasuk say? Im Loi Barisi Yoyman V'Layla Ho Nicha. If we're talking about Torah. So we know Torah is a mitzvah of day and night, 24/7. It fits very well. Okay, I understand Rav Lozor why he thinks it's referring to Torah. It fits in. But according to the Mishnah, referring to Bris, we all know, is a day mitzvah. Bris can only be performed at day. They cannot be done at night. How How can you say the pasuk of Risi is referring to Bris Mila when it says Yemot Belayla? So I freaked up a Kivega. So he answers that what a bris does, a bris removes the orlas basar, the physical orla. That enables the child, the person, to remove his orlas halev. And when he will remove his orlas halev, he will be able to learn Torah and to understand the Torah the right way. Therefore, the orlas basar is a step to get you to Torah. Without the removing the oras basar, you can't remove the oras halev, and therefore you can't get to emes of Torah. So therefore, the fact the grandfather is obligated to teach his grandson Torah, therefore it gives him a connection to the bris. There's a connection to the bris, because the bris is a step in that direction. That's what it means. Eloi barisi yoyim avalayla chukai shmaim rosa samti. Had it not been for the bris, you wouldn't get to the Yom HaVayla of Torah. That's what Rabbi Ki Vega teaches us. What's the message to us? What do we learn from this Rabbi Ki Vega? We see there's something called Ora Salev, which prevents us from getting to Torah. Now, is it enough to do the physical bris? Obviously not. How do I know? Because the pasuk tells us in Parshas Ekev, "Omaltem es olas levavchem." The pasuk tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, "Omal Hashem lekiachas levavcha." Hashem will remove our oras halev. Obviously, Christ has done. People have done bris mila. Oras halev. So you see, it's not enough to do bris mila. It's a step. It's a necessary step. It's not enough. So what should we do? So we have to remove our oras halev. How do you do that? How do you remove our oras halev? Are there any moyalim who do this? Can you just invite a moyal? It has to be a heart surgeon, not some moyal. Maybe you should do a heart transplant, then you get one for free. So what's the eitzah? How to remove oras halev? I'm asking seriously. Please tell me. I'm on the high. Amak, how should we do Ora Salif? How should we do that? How to get rid of Ora Salif? We've done a Brit Mila. What about Ora Salif? What are you supposed to do? To wait for Hashem to come? What's it love? My boy says, it strikes me, that's what I personally think. There's a mace mitzvah. There's certain things which everyone knows are important, but it's a mace mitzvah. I'm telling you what my personal opinion. I'm speaking to myself. You ask someone, tell me, is it necessary to learn Musa? Yeah, for sure. Ask any person, any normal person, will say, yes, it's very important to learn Musa. And do you learn Musa? Kind of busy. I know other things. It's a mace mitzvah. If you read this farm, this is out of base. If you want to deal with the oras halev, you've got to learn Musa. In the proper way, learn Musa. And everyone acknowledges this, you know. If you're going to start saying learning Zohar, you'll meet five people tell you that you shouldn't be learning Zohar. No one agrees it's a good idea to learn Zohar. Some people think yes, some people not. Musa, everyone agrees to. Yet, it's a mace mitzvah, in my opinion. So firstly, this is the message I take out. We have to. It's not enough to do. If you want to get the Torah, it's not enough to do to deal with the bris basar. There's an ora salev to take care of. Now we have to do what we've been taught to learn Musa in a proper way. The pasuk says in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Vav that the Mesora Bodod Yeshev Michutz LaMachane. He must stay out by himself. The Gemara in Adorim Sama Daradam Mubay says Arba Chashuvim Kameis. There are four types of people considered to be dead: an Oni, a poor man, or Mesora, the Summa, blind man, Umi Shein Bonim, the person who doesn't have children. What's the source? How do we know it's called the Kemes? By Metzora it says, Al Noti Kemes, by Miriam. By Summa it says, Bemachshakim Ushivani Kemesei Oilom. And Umi Shein Bonim, it was said by Rachel to Yaakov, Havari Bonim Vimai Meso Noichi. Now, what's the source that Oni Choshu Kemeis? No, no?
Elifaz.
What?
Elifaz.
That's a good try. It's good, but it's not what the Gemara says. Elifaz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was promised back, Kodesh Baruch Hu, go back to Mitzrayim, Ki Meisu Anoshim, Kol Anoshim, Amavakshim Es Nafshecho. All the people that were the right of you have died. Who's that referring to? Dosan Aviram. Ask them what you mean. But we know wherever it says Nitzim v'Nitzavim, it's Dosan and Aviram. And these villains appear many times afterwards. So what do you mean they died? It must be they died. It must be they became poor. Yodum in Chasein, therefore they're called Mesim. This is what the Gemara says. Ask the Rishonim, who says they died because they became poor? Maybe didn't have children? The answer is, says Rishayim, no, because we know by Ma'isev Koyrach, it says over there that Dosan Vavir Notu Nitzavim Pesach Olim Ulashem Ubneim V'Tapom. We see their children. So obviously that wasn't the reason why they called Chashuvim Kemeis. Were they blind? Also not. How do you know? Again from Koyrach. They said, "Ha'eini anoshim, ha'eim tinoker, lo inale. You can poke our eyes out. We're not coming." Again, obviously, they were not blind. But maybe they were tzoroim. Maybe that's our us. Says the Ran in the Dorim, can't be, because by Ma'aseh Korach it says that they were swallowed. The Kerev Kol Yisrael. They were in the middle of the camp. And so obviously they weren't Mitzrayim. Because were they to be Mitzrayim, they would be outside. Very good. So they weren't blind, they had children, they weren't Mitzrayim, they must have been poor. Ask the Mitzpah Eson, in the back of the Gemara. And gets him, says, what do you mean? Maybe they were Mitzrayim. But it's a Mefurash Mishnah in the Goyim that says that all the Goyim that preceded Matan Torah are Tahor. Because it says in this week's Parsha, Odim Kiyeh Be'or. Sorry. In the future, after Matan Torah, a person will get a Tzaras, he'll be Tommy. But maybe indeed, the Dosan Aviram and Chashuvim Kemeis, they had Tzaras, they had all the Tzar of Metzorah, they had all the pains of the Metzorah, they had the Chashuvim Kemeis, but they were still inside the Machne because there was an old Tzaras. It wasn't Tommy. It's very fact the Mitzpah Eson. Yes, Mordechai, what?
Maybe they had Tzaras later, but no. Maybe they had Tzaras.
cross at a certain point.
And what? And?
It's not a raya to say later that they, you see, they didn't have tzaras. Maybe they, at the time of the Hashem said it, they did have tzaras, then they were pushing from it.
Maybe things changed?
Yeah, I mean, you can't say that they used to not, they used to be blind and now they're not. You can say they used to have tzaras. But then they don't.
I think the assumption, good question. You could also say, you could ask the same thing with Misha and Labanim, because maybe they at that time didn't have children. Later on, they developed children. They had children. I think the assumption is when we call someone a mace, it means that kavua is not going to change. A person doesn't have children, it will have in a year's time. That's the assumption. That if we call the dead, that means it's a fixed situation. Your question is a good question. This is the Mitzvah Eisen's question. Maybe they were Mitzrayim. They had all the pains of Mitzrayim, terrible afflictions of all these boils and all over the body. But they weren't Tomei, so inside the Machne. Answers Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz comes with his side. It cannot be that Yisurim make a person be called dead. Because what is more precious? What's more severe? Dying or living a life of Yisurin? Have a clean, easy death done, or living a life of Yisurin Neuroim? What's better? What is better to have?
Death is worse.
Death is what?
Death is worse.
Can you prove that?
No.
How? I'm sure you. Very good, very good. Very exactly what Mordechai just said. The Chaim brings the Medrash by Paro's advisors that three were in the same Eitzah. There was Yisroi, there was Bilam, and there was Eoiv. Yisroi, he defended Am Yisrael, so he merited that his children would sit in Ishkas Argozis. And Eoiv stayed silent, and he developed Yisurei Eoiv. And Bilam gave the bad advice and he got killed. As a Chaim, what do you mean? Where's the justice over here? Bilam had a nice life and he got killed in 1 second. He died in a split second. But Eoiv lived a whole a life of Yisurei Eoiv. Where's the justice? Surely, I mean, obviously, being silent is not worse than giving the bad advice. So as a Chaim, we see from here that having Yisurei Eoiv is much better than being killed. So therefore life, the Yisurim don't make a person be called dead. What makes a person be called dead? Gets outside the Machne, disconnected from people. That makes him called dead. The Oni has no power. People look at him as a piece of garbage. They walk over him. That's called dead. But physical pain is not called dead. David the Melech says, Yosor Yisrani Ko, V'lamov Es Lein Sononi. Death is worse than pain. So therefore, it must have been they weren't Mitzrayim. Were they to be Mitzrayim, just even though they have all the terrible boils, it wouldn't have made them call death. Death must mean they didn't have children. Ad Kan are the words of Chaim Shmulevitz. So we learn from here that the person who's disconnected from society is called dead. And we learn from over here that Yisurim are better than death. Ad Kan Dvarav. And I would like to ask you a question. I think we have Chazal against the Chaim. Where's the Chazal? Something we say every day in our davening. When we say Oz Yashir. In Oz Yashir we say, Yodu Bimsulois Kmoi Oven. Rashi points out there are three different descriptions. One pasuk says kumi oven, one pasuk says tzolu koi feres, and one pasuk says yochlemu kakash. What's the resolution? Says Rashi, it depends. The Rishoyim of the midstream, they were like kash, went up and down, took a long time to die. The Ksheirim, they dropped like oiferes. Straight down. And the Beinonim, they were like an Evan. But we see what Rashi teaches us. Doesn't say that the Tzaddik was like a Kash and he lived longer. Rather, forget. It's the Ksherim died as quickly as possible. So we see that living more time is an Oynesh if you have Yisurin. Another example. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudches Amud Aleph, talking about the death of Abchanan ben Tradyoin. He was caught learning Torah, and they wrapped the Sefer Torah around him, and they burnt him, and they put the Rishayim put on his heart Svugin Shel Tzemer, wool that was wet with water on his heart to delay his death. They put him into fire, going to burn him alive. And to prolong his death, they tied around his heart, Svugim Shetemer. Now, so the executioner asked Hanania, he said, Rebbe, if I will increase the fire, I'll intensify the fire, and I will remove your Semer to speeden your death, what will you give me? He said, I'll take you, Meviani Lechayilo Mabo. Will you take me to the world to come? He said, yes. That's what happened. So this executioner increased the fire, moved the tzemer, he jumped in himself, and they both went to Olam Mabo. And when Rebbe was heard about it, he cried, he said, look, Yesh Koine Olamai Bashar Achas. This executioner, he was Koine as Olam Mabo in 1 second. But again, what's going on over here? Here we're seeing Adraba. It's true, it's painful. It's very painful being in the fire. But according to what Prime taught us, it's better to be alive with Yisurin than to be dead. So why is Reb Hananiah ben Tratia is interested? He's willing to pay someone for someone to speed in his death. How does it fit in with the Yisurin we'll be learning?
Because you get the choice of not living with Yisurin or dying, it's dying fast and dying slow.
Okay, so you don't have 2 seconds. Every second of life is precious. All of life is limited. You have limited time. Pinkus once spoke in yeshiva, and he looked at the clock and said, "What? I'm a second closer to the levaya. I'm a second closer to my levaya." We're all limited. A person who will live to may bear sin is limited. A person who will live 5 seconds is also limited. Every second is precious. No. So what's the answer? Is there an answer? Is this a steward or a prime?
Maybe it depends on what the person is going to do with the extra time.
What do you mean, please?
It's like the Mitzrayim, the fact that, say, one of the better Mitzrayim floated around a bit on the wall, wouldn't have brought him to Tshuva or benefit in time.
I agree with you. I think it depends on the quality of your if you're still in control when the Yisurim come. A person has terrible Yisurim, but he has the ability to concentrate, to think, to do. He's living. Even he has tremendous pain. That's a life worth living. But if a person's in the fire, it's beyond human control. You cannot. You took the time. It's just your soaring. A person now drowning, like Kash, up and down. He doesn't have control of himself anymore. That is his soaring, without any benefits. There's only purpose to life if you could utilize the life, even though you have his soaring. But he's very ill. But he still has the ability to wear tefillins, to learn 1 second. That's a life worth living. But just his story, that is a punishment. That's not worth living. That must be the answer. Unfortunately, people sometimes are very, very ill. We don't know if you daven they should die or if you daven they should live. this would depend. A person is in a situation where it's beyond control. He can't utilize. He can't go above his Yisurim. So maybe it's better for him to die, like Abchana ben Shadia. Sits by himself. Says Rashi, Om Rabbi Seinu, Manishtano, Mishar Tmei Meshe Bodot. Why is it different? Why does the Mitzvah have to sit by himself? Other Tmei Meis hangs around the other Tmei Meis. Zav, neither. They can all have company. Why is it that by the Mitzvah he has to sit by himself? The answer is, Chazal, because he separated with his Lashon Hara, ben ish le'ishtoi, the man and his wife, ben ish le're'eyu, a man and his friend. He's been speaking Lashon Hara, and he has been making boundaries between people. So therefore you will now sit by yourself. We'll separate you from society. You'll be separated from your wife, and you'll be separated from your friends. You see, this is a middle connected middle. A person was in the process of making separations between people, saying bad things, being zalzel, that other people will be affected. So then middle connected middle say you will be separated. I think we have a big zgula. People look for zgulas. Here's a big zgula for Shalom Bayis. Signs on the wall. Shalom Bayis, come on. Strengthening Shalom Bayis. I think here's the zgula. Here we are. Again, we learn from this Rashi, there's a middle connected middle. Where you behave, Hashem behaves to you. So if you make separations between people, you get separated. Now we know that midah toiva meruba midas peranos. So what happens if you don't make separations? If you have this juicy lashon hara to say, well, what? So juicy! I've got to tell you what Yankel did. You can't believe what he did. And you hold back. Say, I'm not going to say it. People will look down at him. His wife will look down at him. His friends will look down at him. And you hold back and you don't say it over. So what's the midah connected midah? And society will like you. This is gula. People like gulas. But it's not just that there's an element of maybe it's a gula altis, you know, it's a spiritual gula, but it's also natural. Because if you train yourself to see good eyes, to have a good eye to people, and not to look for their bad points, and so therefore, automatically that's the way you're going to behave with people, and people will appreciate that. Because people respect others naturally, people like them. The Rambam in the end of Tumas Taras Perek Dazayin Halacha Yud says the Rambam he summarizes the whole parasha. Says all these things, these tzaras, are unnatural. El ois vepele b'Yisrael. These are all unnatural things. Kedei lazirem b'Lashon Hara. It's to warn them from Lashon Hara. The what? That you speak Lashon Hara, and then in your house will develop a tzaras. Now, if you do tshuva, or become tor. If you stay as a Rasha, you don't do druva, then you get saras on your chairs, Miklei Or. What you lie on, what you sit on. If you do tshuva, great. Don't do tshuva, then you get saras on your clothes. What you wear. If you do tshuva, great. If you don't do tshuva, then you get saras on your body. So therefore, it's an unnatural thing. It's a pele, it's an oisa pele for Am Yisrael. So it's Zog the Rambam. We see, if we learn from here, that the punishments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are for our benefit. It's our benefit that helps us do tshuva. Now the Zohar, the Shlo brings down a Zohar. They ask the question, we see many people who say Lashon Hara and they don't develop Tzaras. Says the Zohar, it's to the detriment, they do develop Tzaras. Where's the Tzaras? On their Neshama. As it says in the Pasuk, Shomer Piv Ulashoinoi, Shomer Mitzaras Nafshoi. What does that mean? Says Darshan Chazal, Shomer Piv Ulashoinoi. If you guard your mouth, you will be guarded from Tzaras Nafshoi. Tzaras on your Nefesh. And therefore, we have to realize that even though we don't see it, but if we speak Lashon Hara, we develop Tzaras on our Nefesh. So the Chofetz Chaim, what's going to happen when we pass away and our body gets separated from the Neshama? The Neshama will come up as Tzaras on it. It will want to enter Gan Eden, it won't be able to come in, because Bodad Yeshev Chutz Lamach is going to sit outside Mokim Achitzoini until it can cure itself from its Tzaras. So something you have to, therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, you have to be careful and do tshuva, realizing that we also have Tzaras. We also have to sit out of the Gan Eden. We learn about Negoim. Now, if you take the ayin of the end of the nega, you put it in front of the nega, what do you get? Oinig. So a Beli Lopian would say that Chochom Einav Bereshay. A wise man Einav Bereshay. What does that mean? He sees what's going to be. Do a chet, he get punished. So if you put the ayin at the beginning, you have to oinig. Beautiful life, there are mitzvahs, get all the brachas, gewaldik. But if you choose to live the moment, and right now you have this great joke about your friend, and you say it over. So in the end, at the end you'll see it, but then it'll be a nega. Be too late. The Tomei Yikra. The Metzoro, who sits outside, he says, Tomei, says Rashi, Mashmiyashu Tomei, he has to tell everyone, inform people, I am Tomei, what purpose? V'yifrishu mimeno, the people will separate themselves from him, so they shouldn't become Tomei like him. That's what Rashi says by us. In the Gemara and Shabbos, there's another reason why he says Tomei Yikra. The Gemara says over there, that anything that has refuah, there's no problem of darkei meiri. But things which are not refuah, they're not considered to be proper medicine, then it's called darkei meiri, which means supernatural things, mystical things, are also to be done. Ask the Gemara, so why is it when people have fruit trees, that they drop their fruit, the fruit falls off prematurely? So people will tie a sikra. I think a sikra is something red, a red string. They tie a red string on the tree. This is darkei meiri. What type of this? It's nothing natural to that. So why people tying the sikra to cure the tree? It's supernatural. So well, no, it's not. They're tying on the tree. It's a signal to people. My tsar, I have the tree that I can't access the fruit. And they should daven for me. And what's the source? Says the Gemara. Bodad Yeshiv Chutz Lamachaneh. Says the Gemara. Because that's why. Why does he say Tomei Tomei Yikro? Zechlodia Tzaroi LaRabim VeYivakshul Of Rachamim. He's informing people, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm a Metzora, I'm a Tomei Metzora, and people daven for him. And the same thing with the tree. It's a signal to people. It's a red light. Please daven for me. We learn from over here the idea of davening for someone else. One bracha in your base says, "Kol she'efshar lo levakish rachamim al chaveroi." A person has the ability to ask rachamim for his friends, but ain't no mevakish, and he doesn't nikra choite. It's called a sinner. If you have someone ill, someone who needs a refuah, and you don't daven for him, you're called a sinner. Shenemar, gam anochi cholila li michatoi l'Hashem. I would sin, I wouldn't daven for you. We see that not davening for someone else is called a sin. I'm from over here. So therefore, if we see someone in tzar, we see someone not well, we see someone who's no parnasa, you see signs on the door, please daven for plainly. We should say a little tefillah, Rafua Shleima. We should say something. It's definitely a long one. Be mishtatif. The same tefillah after davening. Don't run out. Be mishtatif, because this was something that was done. I would put a red string. People daven for me. People wouldn't say who cares. And it's a chiyuv. Person can daven for someone else and doesn't. We all have access to very high powers. We all have access to Kol Yochol. Kol Yochol, give everything. So let's ask him for our fellow friends. Everyone have a refuah shleima, all the brachas. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.